And then you married and had children.
Right.
And how many children did you
have? I have five.
Five children.
Yes.
Any of them baseball people?
No, I have one son. His name is Logan. Logan had some talent, but he just didn't have the interest to stay with it.
And then the names of the other children?
Kara and Nikki and Morgan and Taylor.
All right. So one boy and four girls.
Right.
They probably have an interest in baseball.
Oh, definitely.
Warren was a high school star, and you've already said the name of the high school was South Park High School.
Right.
What position did he play there in high school?
He played some first base. He played in the outfield, but they decided early on that he should be a pitcher and started pitching him.
Probably took South Park to some state titles?
Yes.
How did it come about that he turned pro, and who was showing an interest in him?
There was a scout that decided that he had a major league type arm. I don't recall the name of the scout, but he recommended Dad to show up at a Boston Braves tryout. He played in the minor leagues for, I think, 2 years.
So he signed with the Braves.
Right.
Any other teams were they interested in?
I don't think so. I never heard of any other offers.
I heard and I read that the Red Sox had shown an interest. And they were pointing out that...
Well, they were in Boston also, so right. That makes sense.
And they were pointing out that your dad, Willie Mays, and Jackie Robinson were passed over by the Red Sox. Isn't that amazing? So he signs with the Braves, and then he plays in 1940 for the Bradford, Pennsylvania, Bradford Bees.
Right.
That's his minor league
yes.
team. And I believe he had an injury to his shoulder back then.
I believe it was a tendon in his elbow. It set him back, and they wondered whether or not he'd be able to pitch again, but he recovered.
And I understand he even went into depression and was hospitalized.
He changed his motion because of that injury, which helped him a great deal.
The high kick that he was noted for, was that your grandfather telling him to do that?
I believe that they came up with that motion to deceive the hitter as well as give Dad leverage towards the plate.
Yeah. So in 1942, he's 20 years old, and he actually makes the majors at that age. Braves manager was Casey Stengel.
Right.
And he spoke highly of Warren, but I understand in his second big league game, Stengel wanted him to throw at Pee Wee Reese, and your dad refused to do that.
Dad threw inside, but it wasn't good enough. Casey wanted him to throw at his head, and Dad wouldn't do that. He didn't do that. He never did that in his career. Casey came out, took him out of the ball game, told him that he would never be a major league pitcher. He didn't have the guts. And then they sent him back to, I think, Bradford.
Over that incident?
Yes, over that incident. My grandfather always held that. And he had an opportunity to be around Casey during the World Series in the Commodore Hotel in New York. And my grandfather put Casey up against the wall and challenged him and said, "Now what do you think of my son?"
But Casey warmed to him and realized
yes.
he was a special player
yes.
later on.